This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are the community of one that we're talking about. It's my responsibility to inform you of what is really truly going on with the totalitarians. Yep, that's my responsibility to you, is to inform you about who they are, what they are, what they're doing, and how they're doing it to you, so that you can pass that information on to someone else. You know, the most powerful thing that we can do right now is pass information along to someone else. And then you to accept information as well. Be a very good listener. These are trying times, there's no doubt about it. A lot of things going on in the news, I'll tell you. Ever since the debate, the smackdown of Donald Trump against Hillary Rodham Clinton, everybody's been absolutely exploding, especially the media. You know, we've never seen anything quite like what we're seeing right now. I got to tell you, in all my years, I go back to 1960, the election there. It tells you how old I am, I know. But, you know, I can remember vividly watching the debate between Nixon and John Kennedy in our house there over on Maplewood Street in Orange, California. I can vividly remember that. Now, you know, here it is, 2016. That was 1960, 2016. That's a long time. But, you know, the political landscape has completely changed. And the reason why is because of the globalists that have decided to interfere into our nation, into our sovereignty, which is what we're seeing, sort of apex predation right now going on with Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill Clinton, both at the same time. You know, if you elect Hillary Clinton, you're going to get Bill Clinton. So you got a twofer. That's the way the globalists view it. You got a twofer. And clearly, Bill Clinton is set to enter the White House again as a partner with Hillary Rodham Clinton and have a sort of dual presidency. a lot of things she doesn't understand, clearly, and will not understand how to negotiate with Congress and so on. That's just not her ability to do that, plus finances and so on. She's even said that elect her and Bill Clinton will take over the economy. So this is the twofer that we're talking about. But the globalists have been working, and the One World Order folks, they've been working for at least 100 years to try to destroy the United States of America. And here it is. It's right in front of us. And you have a generation, you know, that does not understand that. That's part of the problem. The millennials do not understand, clearly, the political environment that's going along right now and happening. And it's a little disconcerting to a lot of us because it's frustrating. But, you know, I'll give you an example. I had a conversation the other day with an individual who was 31 years old and in the news business, by the way, and did not understand the history of Bill Clinton. When it came up as a debate topic on Sunday night, he looked at me and said, you know, I don't understand what happened with Bill Clinton back in the day. He didn't know he was impeached. You have a whole generation, and see, this is part of their plan, is get this cross-generational thing going on so that you have the youngers who can be appealed to, and certainly President Barack Hussein Obama has appealed to the youngers, Michelle in particular, and this is why we say if something was to happen to Hillary, who would the Democrats put in there that's the most popular of all Democrats that could be the president of the United States? Now, she's first lady, but you see where I'm going with this. She's popular, and the Democratic Party would put her in if Hillary falters here in the waning days of this election. Now, of course, we have a whole different situation. The attack, if you will, that occurred Friday night on Donald Trump with this 11-year-old audio tape of him, you know, saying very rude and inappropriate things, and no one's going to support him on that. And yes, it is locker room talk, and I'm absolutely fascinated, having spent years and years and years in locker rooms as an athlete and also as a coach. I think I've heard just about everything in the locker room, and this that he said is bad, it's vulgar, but I've heard a lot worse in locker rooms, unfortunately. And, you know, I'm not going to go coach the kids in the locker room to tell them what to say and not to say, other than if I hear a profanity or something vulgar, I corrected it always. But, you know, when they're in the locker room, that's their time. That's the way I look at it. And this is what happens, unfortunately. Some people don't like it. Some people think it's okay. And let boys be boys. Let men be men. What a concept. And, of course, the feminists can't handle that. No, it can't handle a so-called feminist. There's a difference between a feminist and a man-hater. But so-called feminists who verge on man-hating, you just can't handle that sort of thing. But it is part of life, and 11 years ago, and nothing happened. There's been no rapes. There's been no destruction of property. Nothing has happened since Donald Trump uttered those words. But with Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, you heard me say the other day, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And that's true. How many sticks and stones has she thrown as Secretary of State or First Lady or Senator? Quite a few. All we need to do is just mention Benghazi. 600 requests from Christopher Stevens for security, and she still can't give him security, which led to his death. Ought to tell you something, that maybe there was a plan, maybe there was a setup, maybe it was operational, and by design that Benghazi happened. Now, you can talk to Chris Peronto, you can talk to any one of the guys that were in the movie, and they'll tell you it was planned well in advance, months in advance. Just like the Malheur situation up there in Oregon. It was planned months in advance. We know that. We know that. These people plan everything out, and the Bill and Hillary Clinton situation right now is being planned out. And it was very well orchestrated, this whole rollout last Friday. Very well orchestrated. And it involved, certainly, people in the Republican Party, such as Paul Ryan. Hello? Yeah, Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, the Speaker of the House. Just how loyal is he to the president, the presidential nominee? He's not. He never has been, by the way. He never has been. And he's remaining, of course, in light of this video and this audio, to be not so, well, supportive of Donald Trump. In fact, he's not supporting him. The Speaker of the House, who's a Republican, I might add. But, you know, let's go back for a second. And what happened? This video shows up, and the very next day, there's supposed to be a big conservative brouhaha, a party, if you will, a celebration of conservative values in Wisconsin. And who's supposed to stand right next to Donald Trump? But the Speaker of the House. Oh, everything's going hunky-dory. Donald's rising in the polls, and Paul Ryan was supposed to be there. But, oh, all of a sudden, this vulgarity thing comes out, and immediately Paul Ryan seizes the opportunity to denounce Trump without thinking, of course. But, I mean, to me, it was pretty obvious. It was a setup. These things just don't happen in vacuums, ladies and gentlemen. These things take a long time to develop. And it was clear that NBC had this audio tape, and they knew when to drop it. And they dropped it in a Friday night dump, Saturday morning dump, designed to embarrass Donald Trump. And who's part of the embarrassment? Who's working with NBC? I will venture to say somewhere there's an email that's going to connect the dots to Paul Ryan, to NBC, to the Clinton camp. Because don't you find it funny that Paul Ryan is now all in for Hillary Clinton? He's a Republican? You can't say it any other way. He's not in for the Republican Party or saving Republican seats, not when he's destroying the candidate at the top. I would say to you, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Ryan, he's been at this for a long time, and he wants the destruction of the Republican Party, not just the destruction of Donald Trump, but the Republican Party as well. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. Also, we have the Liberty Tour coming up October 28th and 29th here in Northern California at the Church of Glad Tidings. And the first program is on the 28th, and the special guest is Jeanette Finicum, invited guest. Yes, Jeanette Finicum, that is the wife of Lavoy Finicum. And Lavoy Finicum, of course, as you know, was assassinated by the FBI as an operation that was done out of the White House. We know that. We have the emails, and he was assassinated. So his wife, we invited to speak about the situation with Lavoy and also about the current standing situation with what's going on with all the Bundys and everybody that got arrested, because the federal government has no case against them. They have no case. They had no reasonable suspicion or even probable cause to arrest them or to pull them over for a traffic stop. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? And there were no warrants out for their arrest. No, they realized that they had to get the warrants after they killed Lavoy. Just a minor little detail. This is the way these people play. Anyway, a lot of things happening. But let's get back into this whole thing. We're going to jump right in. Yeah, we're still supporting Donald Trump. It's not going away, because this is what the One World Order folks do not want, is a Donald Trump. They do not want a Donald Trump. They want somebody. They want a destroyed Republican Party run by the Democrats. And that's what they're looking for. And, of course, the media is all in. Let's just realize the media, Fox News included, is all in. Now, you have personalities that are not in on Fox News. Sean Hannity is an example. I don't think the morning folks are really supportive of Hillary Clinton whatsoever. But if you are a radio or if you are a television personality, there's really only two options: support Hillary, support Trump. And, you know, if you decide to be in the middle, you're supporting Hillary. That's really the way it is. And so it can't be any clearer than that, and it can't be any more defined right now. But the One World Order folks, the globalists, the so-called third party that we identified here, the globalists, don't want that to happen. Paul Ryan's clearly a globalist. That's his MO. Okay, now we have the WikiLeaks emails that came out, about 2,000 of them, on Saturday, last week. That was the Republican response to the what we call the feces on the table video and audio that was put out there by the Democratic Party. So that's their October surprise. There's going to be more October surprises. Clearly, I would anticipate more October surprises about Donald, more October surprises about Hillary. But let's get into the Hillary emails, because, again, once again, we're getting more proof and information that Hillary is a liar. What? So? She's a liar. You know, have we been so beat down that we're just used to the fact that she's a liar and it's okay? Somehow it's okay? Anyway, this is from Drudge. You know, this isn't Friday. I understand. What day of the week is it anyway? You're so confused. You don't even know what the day of the week is. I'm just kidding. It's Thursday, isn't it? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I mean, it really goes so fast, and there's so much information, and this is all by design. The media is just throwing these things at you, so you're very well confused, or you just turn it off. Most people just turn it off, but, you know, news freaks like myself, we don't turn it off. Anyway, here we go. Podesta email. I'm going to go right down the list here. This is one of these, moments in which we can just really, really troll on Drudge here. The Podesta emails. This is the opening line here to one of the stories. Now, again, this is from InfoWars. New WikiLeaks. Clinton campaign insiders fear Bill's sex life could sink Hillary. Now, this is, you know, these are just some of the WikiLeaks that are coming out there. And, again, these are exchanges between John Podesta and other members in regards to Bill Clinton. It says the revelation of this particular note. It says a new WikiLeaks email dump released Thursday reveals that some Hillary campaign insiders are petrified that Bill Clinton's sordid sexual past could severely damage Hillary's chances. Well, that's exactly what happened on Sunday night with Donald Trump, isn't it? Bringing up all of these dalliances of former President Bill Clinton. The revelation is of particular note because it dovetails with Donald Trump holding a press conference on Sunday before the debate with three of Bill Clinton's sexual abuse victims. Remember that? I mean, a brilliant strategy on Trump's part. He called a press conference before the debate and didn't tell the press what it was about. But who was there? All of Bill Clinton's sexual victims. It was brilliant. I thought it was brilliant on Donald Trump. And, you know, they were drug in. They wouldn't have shown up, in other words, had he not just said, well, we're going to have a press release. We're going to have a press conference, mini press conference. Come to this room there by at Washington University. So the press dutifully hustled in. And guess what? Well, you got, you know, all these sexual abuse victims sitting there with him in the middle. It didn't sit well. Anyway, some of the comments that that Podesta has written here, and this is on WikiLeaks. It said, whoever is peddling this crap from somewhere within the Clinton case is having the effect of encouraging the media to give the issue more prominence, complains Badowski, who happens to be one of the people relaying this information to Podesta. They are hurting both Clintons. I always stay out of the intra-staff stuff like this. Both Clintons would be well advised to advise the people in their orbit to shut the hell up about this, he concludes. In an unprecedented move, Donald Trump tricked the media yesterday by holding a press conference before the debate, only to be joined by three of Bill Clinton's alleged rape victims, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones, and Kathleen Willey, as well as Kathy Shelton, who accuses Hillary Clinton of helping her rapist get away with the crime and then laughing about it on tape. And that's a kind of an interesting tape to listen to. It's quite old, but Hillary Clinton is laughing about the victim, her accuser, the one that she defended and got off, by the way. She was laughing at the victim, and that would be Kathy Shelton. Just a little, you know, that's a long time ago. Sticks and stones may break my bones, right? I think, you know, she suffered some major things going on there. So that's just part of what we're seeing right now that's coming off of this Drudge report. Another one. Chelsea is concerned and don't bring up medical records. Oh, there's one right there. Let's try that little story. This is now, the medical records situation has now reached the WikiLeaks things. It says Podesta, hard to think of anything more counterproductive than demanding Bernie's medical records. These are some of the things that have been going on within the party. He sounds like such a nice guy. Actually, so is that what you are saying, Podesta? Thoughtful person? Huge scoop, guys. Anyway, they're wanting to look at Bernie Sanders' records. Those are things that are being discussed. His health records. So isn't it fair to look at Hillary Rodham Clinton's health records? It says here, foundation, office crap. A drove of top Clinton Foundation official suicidal information. It says Bill and Chelsea Clinton's office crap nearly drove the Clinton Foundation's chief of operations officer to commit suicide in 2011, according to a hacked email released by WikiLeaks. Former President Clinton's chief advisor at the time was Doug Band. Now, we talked about Doug Band. Doug Band. As one of the advisors to the foundation, must have been 2 months ago. We had a big thing on him and how he was handling everything and how things that weren't going wrong. We think that Doug Band could actually be tapped for information. Now, I don't know if I should say that or not, about what's truly going on inside the foundation. Doug Band, remember that name. His name comes up again in the WikiLeaks. He's all over the place. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough time.
9-3-0-2-8.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're looking at these recent WikiLeaks that have come out. A concern at the foundation level, 2011 email that's popped up, and the name Doug Band comes up. Now, we covered Doug Band about two. Well, actually, and we are so good here at Agenda 21 Radio. We pull up the search feature, type in Doug Band, and guess what? There's the article. There's the article that we put up there. We produced. Meet Doug Band, the former Bill Clinton aide who could haunt Hillary Clinton in 2016. It says here, this is Hillary Clinton's this is an article that we produced on September 23rd. It says Hillary Clinton Democrats disputed if undeclared presidential frontrunner heading into 2016 is the subject of two magazine cover stories. That's what it says. Hillary Clinton's Democrats undisputed, if declared. There you go. In New York, a reporter, Joe Hagan, asked Clinton if Hillary Clinton thinks about running for president. I do, she responds. Later, I will just continue to weigh in on what factors may influence. Now, this is apparently from an email that was being, or an article that was being written for New York. It says it's the exact sort of invasion and vagary we've come to expect from Clinton, and it's the strategy that's presumably meant to keep the press at bay and to prevent stories like the feature by the New Republic's Alec McGillis on former Bill Clinton aide Doug Band. Now, this is written prior to, obviously, the convention. Band was briefly mentioned last month in a profile on the Clinton Foundation by the New York Times. A former body man for Bill Clinton, a personal aide who made sure the president was on time and who kept pens and Diet Coke handy. Band eventually oversaw the Clinton Global Initiative, the shiny face of the Clinton Foundation centered around an annual conference with a ticket price of around $20,000, and went on to start his own corporate consulting firm, Teneo. Teneo. Connect the dot. A big dot is called Teneo, which is what Doug Band went off to set up as a, you know, okay, but he still remained with the Clintons. Just want to remember this. So we're talking really in this time frame of this article that came out September 23rd, 2013. Wow. That's when we wrote this? Wow. Are we good or what? I mean, that is amazing. So anyway, so I'm mystified because Doug Band's name comes up again and we pull it back up. We did this in 2013. It says the Clinton Global Initiative, which has attracted $74 billion in pledges, gets corporations and wealthy individuals to donate cash with the aim of solving problems in developing country. As McGillis writes, celebrity is the main currency at the organization's fundraisings. But corporate CEOs aren't just looking for grip and grin. Indeed, a Clinton critic might sniff a bit of the quid pro quo, suggests McGillis. For corporations attaching Clinton's brand to their social investment offered by PR by a major PR boost, as further incentive, they could hope for a kind word from Clinton and the next time they landed in a sticky spot. Coca-Cola or Dow or whoever would come to the president, explains a former White House colleague of Band's, and says, we need your help on this, negotiating these relationships and the trades and the trade-offs they required could involve some gray areas. But for that, Clinton had Band. Doug Band. This is why I say this guy could turn out to be pivotal unless they silence him. I don't know about you, but he, you know, with the Clintons, it sounds like this guy could be a victim, right? He could be next on the hit list. Ben was with him almost constantly. By his tally, he has accompanied the former president in nearly 125 countries and 2,000 cities, and he was at the Clinton bedside when he had heart bypass in 2004, and on rare occasions, when they weren't together, they were known to speak on the phone dozens of times a day. Band and Clinton were so inseparable that Band sometimes framed requests to colleagues using the royal us or we. Now, this is Uma Abedin male. This is the Uma Abedin with a penis with Bill Clinton. That's what we have here. So you have the body double for Hillary Clinton, Uma Abedin, and then you got the one with the penis, which is Doug Band. I just had to clarify that. I mean, I'm giving, you know, of course, I didn't use the V word, but I'm just saying this is how it rolls. So Doug Band is a player. And this is why I say in the WikiLeaks that are coming out now, we've got Doug Band again. Who is Doug Band? What does he know about the Clinton Global Initiative? What does he know about all those? I mean, clearly it's influence peddling. Clearly it's access. Access to Bill and Clinton, and of course Hillary comes in, sells the deals. And then there's Uranium One. We haven't talked about that in a while. Uranium One, up there in Harney County, you know, with the Bundys and the Finnecombs and all that good stuff. Uranium One, Clinton Foundation, oh yeah, Clinton Global Initiative. That's Hillary Rodham Clinton. What is striking is the extent to which Teneo's business model depends on the relationships with the Clintons. It says here that Band later formed Teneo, which paid Bill Clinton and longtime Hillary Clinton aide and wife of disgraced mayoral loser Anthony Weiner Uma Abedin as advisors. It was Doug Band when he formed Teneo, and Uma Abedin started getting money from Teneo at the same time she's working for the Secretary of State. Get it? This is what was going on. I'm just connecting some dots for you. And Doug Band, B-A-N-D, he's the body double, the guy with the penis. It's interesting, isn't it? Now, the article goes on now. What does this all have to do with a potential Hillary run for 16? And this is the article speculating from 2013. Let's see how this plays out in this comment. It says, well, even before Hillary stepped down as Secretary of State, there were questions about potential conflicts between Teneo's overseas clients and her work. And lest you think that Hillary, in the eyes of the public, might be free of any potential sins of her husband's or his aides, note that the Clinton Foundation recently changed its name to the Bill and Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. They just didn't want Clinton. Well, we have to bring in the kid to make it look better, more palpable. As speculation ramps up about Hillary's run for 2016, Band's role in the Clinton Foundation is ramping down, with his place being taken and increasingly visible by Chelsea Clinton, who, according to New York, has emerged as her chrysalis, a new power center, who her father's keeper, and maybe for Hillary, a shadow of the campaign manager. Now, according to New Republic, Bill and Band only see each other every few months. Now we get this information that Band was offended. This comes out of WikiLeaks. Calls, you know, I'll paraphrase it for you here because I'm not going to read the whole thing, calls Chelsea Clinton a spoiled brat. So the rub was going on. That's why I say, where is Doug Band today? If Chelsea Clinton is handling all these affairs, I mean, 30, 20-some-year-old kid, handling all these vast amount of affairs, obviously they're following the direction of mom and dad. Not necessarily hers, of course. Now, why should she? It's a multi-billion dollar thing going on here. So Doug Band, he's got all the secrets on Bill Clinton. And I guess at some point in time, might he become a bigger contributor to WikiLeaks? I got to tell you something. Julian Assange, I'm absolutely certain, has more on Doug Band. Now, I haven't talked to him, but I'm just guessing. I'm speculating. The man with the penis. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, we're talking about Doug Band. I just, you know, more I'm perusing here about the WikiLeaks, the Daily Caller's article that prompted the whole discussion about Doug Band, who we queried. And this goes back to the Clinton Foundation, all this other good stuff. And this is the title of the article from the Daily Caller. It says, WikiLeaks, Bill Chelsea's office, quote, office crap, drove a top Clinton Foundation official suicidal. Now, when I did the first read on this in a couple of segments ago, I was kind of like going, wait a minute. I'm thinking as I'm reading that never a good thing to do. Anyway, it says here, this is as the article goes. So I want to clarify this so we get this whole thing straightened out. Bill and Chelsea Clinton's, quote, office crap nearly drove the Clinton Foundation's chief operating officer to commit suicide in 2011, according to hacked emails released by WikiLeaks. Former President Bill Clinton's chief advisor at the time, Doug Band, sent an email to the former president's staff involved with the Clinton Foundation that he had talked the nonprofit's COO, Laura Graham, out of ending her life. It's not Laura Ingram, Laura Graham, somebody different. Last night, Laura Graham called me as she couldn't reach my brother or her shrink, Band wrote in a tweet in a December 2011 email chain discussing the Clinton Foundation's infrastructure. She was on Staten Island in her car parked a few feet away from the water's edge with her foot on the gas pedal and the car in park, she wrote. She called me to tell me the stress of all this crap with William Jefferson Clinton and CVC, that must be Chelsea, was as well as that of her family had driven her to the edge and she couldn't take it anymore. I spent a while, this is the writing from the WikiLeaks, I spent a while on the phone with her preventing her from doing that as I have a few times in the past few months and was able to reach Roger and her shrink, Band wrote. It says here that William Jefferson Clinton and Chelsea Victoria Clinton, the husband and daughters of the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, Graham and Clinton Foundation CEO now serves as a senior advisor to the foundation. Says Band went on to criticize Chelsea for not caring about how her supposed office drama harmed the two top foundation officials. Now, this is kind of interesting because I've heard about office drama with Chelsea and being the child of these two, two sociopathic liars. What is she like? I mean, seriously, what is she like to deal with? Now, what I'm gathering, and this is, I'm putting it in my terminology as a former school official, you know, talking to hundreds of kids and thousands of hours, she has got to be one of the most dramatic drama queens on the planet. Chelsea. I mean, her mother? I mean, you can't get any more drama queen than the queen herself, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And it's called histrionics. The hysteria that's generated over every little crisis or something that can be made into a crisis, manufactured into a crisis. This is what kids do that are the so-called drama queens. It happens in the 7th grade to the 9th grade. They figure out how to manipulate people through drama. And they create a crisis and then they exploit it to their own benefit. I mean, doesn't this sound familiar, like Rahm Emanuel? It's very childlike. And if you're not on top of it, then just like right now, the world is not really on top of all these crises that are being created and then exploited out of nothing. Black Lives Matter, I might add. What did they do there? Oh, well, too many black kids are being killed by police officers. And, of course, it has nothing to do with proportionality, right? And then when you start looking at each one of the cases, Trayvon Martin, what happened there with Michael Brown in Missouri, Ferguson, hello, manufactured crisis, all lies. But that's what the left does. They're specialized. But so here you have Hillary Clinton learning from the best on how to create a crisis, right? I mean, come on. You got Bill on one side and you got Hillary on the other, and she's learning in the middle as a child growing up on how to best create national worldwide crises. I mean, see, I'm talking about stuff that I see this all the time in the schools where, you know, kids would create trouble in a classroom and you know, they would tease other kids, the bullying part of it. You know, they say bullying. There's a lot of other subtle bullying that goes on by girls to other girls, by the way, and girls to boys. Yes, young pubescent boys. You never talk about boys or men, right? Because they just can't be bullied. They are the bulliers. But, you know, if you have a histrionic girl that's pushing buttons and emotionally driving these boys nuts, besides the sexual part of it, then you have a bully. You have a thug, a major bully who can create major damage for that young man. By the way, seen it many times. So you have Hillary Rodham Clinton living in this environment where histrionics is okay. It says here, Bruce said the stress of specifically the office had caused his very serious health issues, as both known. This is apparently for somebody else. It says a band wrote stress at the Clinton Foundation directly caused very serious health issues with, quote, Bruce. Band is likely referring to Bruce Lindsay, the foundation's chairman of the board. It says, but I'm sure Chelsea is more concerned with a mostly false story in the distinguished New York Post about the global initiative in Teneo, not her role in what happened to Laura or Bruce. She likes to create a crisis. Oh, what? I can't imagine the daughter of Bill and Hillary Clinton wanting to create a crisis. Can you? Think about it. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, we've been talking about a guy by the name of Doug Band. I want you to remember that name. He was the body man, if you will, for Bill Clinton, just like you have Uma Abedin, who's been the body woman for Hillary. And he went off to form another company called Teneo. And you're going to hear that name crop up from time to time in the discussion going forward. Now, I bring this up. We brought this up a couple years ago about Teneo and this whole nine yards in the relationship. And we knew then there were emails out there. And quite frankly, I just want to say this about the email things. And you've heard me say this before, you longtime listeners. We've known about these emails. I was given the opportunity to get several, about 70, 80,000 of these emails. And I turned it down. I said, I don't want top secret stuff on. And it was known. These emails and this hacking can be done by high school students. Congratulations to you high school students out there. I've worked with high school students. I've seen what these guys can do. So to say that Russia is behind all this is a bunch of garbage. And it's a false narrative, once again, by the Clintons. I mean, Russia has a lot to be ticked about with the United States because we helped to form ISIS. We formed ISIS. And Bill Clinton, or Hillary Clinton, and President Barack Hussein Obama were responsible for that. So they've got a lot to be upset about. I understand that. But to say that they're the ones hacking into these systems and servers, I don't think so. If you can get Guccifer to do it, if you can get high school students to do it, they can do it. These people are so silly. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, and keep the Liberty Tour in mind, 28th and 29th of October. And like I say, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Center Butte's Tea Party Patriots. First and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Center Butte's Tea Party Patriots.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.